What is a moral compass? I mean, most people refer to it as a guide of what's right from wrong and what not to do. And, you know, growing up, you know, a moral compass has always been provided. You know, our parents have always told us what to do. You know, don't do this or don't do that. Or, you know, and it's just so weird, you know, like, as an adult, you know, your moral compass is not as accurate as you want it to be, because, you know, this is life, and you gotta make mistakes, and you gotta learn from them, unfortunately. That's the only way you're going to get experience. It's like applying to a job without experience, you know? How can you get your foot in the door? You don't know anything. So, you know, a moral compass is a person's ability to judge what is right from wrong and act accordingly. I mean, that's what we would like to think. You know, from my teens to my 20s, I made stupid, dumb, crazy mistakes. And some of those mistakes I might have carried to my 30s as well. But, you know, you live and you learn. And, you know, it's unfortunate that with your moral compass guiding you, you know, sometimes you got to take that journey alone. Sometimes you got to leave people behind, or sometimes you got to make that decision that you don't want to casually make, you know. What a moral compass normally starts at home, you know. It starts with the direction of, you know, religion for most folks. You know, especially in a black home, you know, religion is everything. You know, it's that one thing that's going to keep you in balance. You know, having a relationship with God, you know, they teach us that at a young age. But necessarily, you don't learn a relationship with God until you actually understand what's being displayed and taught to you until at least, I believe, 17, 18. I mean, some of us have been in churches since we were hand babies, and we believe we understand everything. And in some areas, like, we really don't. But, you know, that moral compass that guides us, you know, is sometimes it's heart feelings, you know. Sometimes it's gut feelings. Sometimes it's definitely your mind telling you something. And if you ever felt this way, no, you're not crazy. You know, you wondering, you know, what if, what decisions you need to make, how to get on the right path. A lot of people claim they know what love is, but love is that thing that's just, it makes you chemically imbound to one another. When I heard that, I never really thought of it that way. I really didn't. You know, I heard Erykah Badu said, you don't plan to be a baby mother or a baby father. You know, God makes those plans for you so we can reproduce accordingly, because we have to populate this earth. We have to. You know, and unfortunately, hey, sometimes when you do conceive children, you know, the common goal is marriage, especially for Black households, and sometimes it necessarily doesn't go that way because it possibly might not be for everybody. You know, it might be for the next relationship, or it may not just be for you at all. So, you know, actually knowing what love is, once I figured some things out for myself, I realized to love somebody means to serve. Because in any given instant or situation that may occur, you have to decide what your actions are going to be. Because anything can happen at any given time. Some things are literally out of our control. You know, you lose your job, you know, your loved one, depending on how strong they are, you know, they might walk out on you. You know, if you fall short behind on some bills and it gets a little hard, your loved one may support you and tell you, hey, get back on your feet, find you a job, we'll be all right. To serve in those kind of environments and those kind of ways means everything, is because you're not serving the person, you know? You're serving them mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It gives them strength to know, you know, hey, things are going left, and in my mind, a million thoughts are going on and racing of how I can be better and how to fix things. And you know, as an adult, we gotta realize too, like, everything is in God's timing. And sometimes it's not gonna be to your time and to your liking, because sometimes you need to take a step back. Sometimes you need to take a step forward. And that's that moral compass kicking in, you know. It's trying to show you and it's trying to guide you. But you gotta follow the right direction. You know, personally with mine, I haven't really been listening to my moral compass, because some stuff I've been trying to rush. And it wasn't even for me. It was to make somebody else happy. And once I realized that I can no longer make that person happy, I had to put my moral compass first. Like, I had to put me first for once, because I've never done it. So, you know, knocking out some debts and still looking for a car, saving, trying to get on the right path, you know, before the end of the year. I still find myself, like, wandering, looking at ads and looking at cars and, you know, looking at new places. And each and every time I do that, it's like I get God's slipper slapped on the back of my neck, like, nope, didn't I tell you? I got you. And it's weird. It's like I can hear him saying it, because every time something happens, my new friend, brother Ernest will, he'll text me out the blue. I don't even know how he knows. Like, he'll just text me out the blue, like, hey, bro, you know, I just want to tell you I love you, you know, praying for you and your family, and you know, everything in God's time. And he was like, it's gonna happen, and like, trust God. And it's just so weird. And I find myself in a situation where I'm probably doing something I shouldn't be doing, like, you know, looking at stuff I know for a fact that God's gonna bless me with. He literally texts me out the blue. And it's part of the moral compass. It's like it comes. But you know, that's just one of the things, you know, I've been dealing with, you know, something I really wanted to talk about, because even as parents, you know, like, we go through a lot of stuff. You know, we go through a lot of stress. Whether if you're a single parent, whether if you're a two-parent household, you know, whether if you divorce or you might be a widow. Like, trust me, I get it. It's the ups and the downs. Sometimes that loneliness, you know, it's powerful sometimes, because you can't handle it. You know, one of the reasons why I decided to do this podcast was because I really wanted to uplift parents, and I really wanted to see them in a better light. Because, you know, we judge all the time. We super judgmental. And one of the things I always saw, like, I literally always saw people bashing fathers. And while I was trying to get my shit together and trying to make sure I'm an outstanding person, an upstanding person, and, you know, just seeing that, like, it would piss me off and it would hurt my heart, because I knew for a fact, I knew good fathers out there. Whether they were a single parent household, or whether they were a two parent household, or even if there was a uncle stepping in because the father wasn't in place, or if there was a stepdad, I was like, damn, I knew good fathers out there. And I can get why some people will be like, well, you know, we ain't talking about the good fathers, you know, we talking about those ones. It doesn't matter. You know, at the end of the day, that's still a person. And it's like, we don't know what happened and what it took for it to get to that situation, to where if you are not a present parent, I can't judge you, you know? Even if you wasn't told me this to my face today, like, well, you know, I just don't care to be in this child's life, or I might feel like I can't offer this child anything. Understandable. I still can't judge you. I have a heaven nor a hell to put you in. I can't judge you. And you know, that's just my moral compass. Sometimes I really just feel like an alien on this earth. Some days I'm just like, ain't no way in hell that I got all this love, this understanding, or this much empathy to feel. And you know, I go back to my roots, and I do my research, I look up my name, and you know, I talk to God, and I'm like, my name literally means he who is like God. And I'm like, I'm not an omniscient being. You know, I don't have people praying to me. But I'm super kind. You know, I'm very nice. I'm sweet. You know, sometimes I could be very vengeful, like, especially when I'm angry. And I try not to get angry a lot, because for me to get angry, it takes a lot. And when I get angry because of stupidity or somebody taking advantage of someone, it just really irks my nerves, you know, to see somebody who's worked hard for something. And for somebody to just think, well, what can I get from this person? Or what can I take from this person, you know? For somebody to have that mindset. And when my moral compass doesn't kick in, it's like, it's a bunch of profanity. It's a bunch of anger. So I'm like, yo, come back down. And, you know, I can literally see God being like that sometimes. And, you know, he actually has that patience to actually see and understand, like, okay, let me come back down. But, you know, having a moral compass is, it's everything, you know. Because you never actually understand what necessarily is going on. And one of those things I've been trying to understand is, like, it's crazy how we want the now. You know, perseverance and persistence is the key. It's crazy how we rush ourselves into depression or desperation. And we know our time is coming. And man, when I tell you to actually have patience to understand that, it's like, wow. Like, how do I get to that place? Or when can I get to that place? And, you know, that's just something I wouldn't say I've been battling, but that's just one of those things I've been trying to understand and figure out for myself. You know, God don't give us nothing that we can't bear. So when I'm trying to follow this moral compass and be on par with myself, it's like, you got this, you can do this. But let's get into another segment. We're going to get into Ask a Dad. And our Ask a Dad question is, have you ever been wrong, and do you know when you're wrong? quite frankly, sometimes I feel like I am never wrong. But when I am, I do apologize. Now, have I ever been wrong? On several occasions. You know? The only thing I hate about being wrong is the I told you so's. I hate that part. But, like I said, when I'm wrong, I take accountability. And I try to do it more often since I'm in my 30s. You know, because a healthy relationship with anybody, you know, is important. You know, whether it's work-wise, you know, whether it's your best friend or your friends, you know, your loved ones, or, you know, a personal relationship, it's just important. But, yes, I've been wrong. And sometimes it sucks to be wrong, and sometimes it hurts. Because you want to do everything in your power to fix what you might have broken. Alrighty then. Now, this is one of my favorite parts. I love dad jokes. It's been a minute since I gave you dad jokes. And you guys deserve some dad jokes. Why did the drum go to bed? It was beat. Oh, God. Don't call child service on me for that one. That was a good one. How can you tell if a pig is hot? It's bacon. Oh, man. Why did the earthquake say... Oh, I butchered that. See, I knew I missed doing this. What did the earthquake say when it was done? Sorry, my fault. Oh God, I like that one. I think that's my favorite. Why did the computer go to bed? It needed to crash. Yo, I know those might have been corny, but those last two, they was definitely dope. I love those. Oh man, let's get into our next segment. We got here some dad hacks. Now this is I came across these the other day, and these are called the 5 C's of parenting. This sounds kind of corny, but I do like it. Number one, self-control. Self-control is very important, especially when raising kids. And sometimes we lose our minds, and, you know, we lose our patience with the kids. Number two, compassion. That's definitely important. You know, you got to show your kids that form of compassion, because, you know, that love, that understanding. That, hey, you know, you'll get it next time, you know. Collaboration. That's definitely important. I've never heard that, actually. You know, you got to work with your kids, you know, and spend time with them. Definitely. That's just basically another word is, you know, quality time. Kids love that. Consistency. I butchered that word. Consistency. You know, we definitely know what that is. You got to stay on top of things. You know, your kids need to see you. They need to spend as much time with you. You need to, you know, pick movie nights, you know, cook dinner, their favorite dinner. Be on top of everything. Remember special dates, birthdays, you know, soccer games, basketball games, you name it, you know. Try to be as consistent as possible. And, of course, celebration. You know, when they get on the A and B honor roll, make the principals honor roll, or, you know, do something great, win a game, you know. Or if they've been, like, studying for a test and they pass it, definitely remember the celebration. So, you know, I love those 5 C's. It's pretty dope. 5 C's of parenting. Self-control, compassion, collaboration, consistency, and celebration. Remember those things. You know, you're not perfect. It's definitely going to take some time. Now, before I tell you goodbye, and I'll see you Sunday, we're going to get into growing up black. I know a lot of you like, what? I'm not black. Well, some of you may be, some of you might not be. But man, I can tell you some amazing stories just growing up. And in my 30s, you know, I'm learning so much and I'm seeing so much. And one of these things, growing up black, we never talked about mental health and how important it is. You know, I work in hospitals. I work in security. I mostly deal with psych patients. And, you know, some days I see young folks. Sometimes they in and out. Sometimes they regulars, you know, sometimes they just hear. Sometimes they really just need some understanding or somebody to hear them out and listen. And with me actually paying attention to these young folks, you know, I think back to a time to whereas when we were growing up and my mom, she had her mental breakdowns and, you know, my sister had to take care of us. Or, you know, my cousin or my aunt had to come get us because my mom was in a mental institute. You know, looking at these young folks now, and then looking at how my mom was back in the day, sometimes you can't necessarily explain to somebody what's wrong with you or what's going on with you. All you know is that you need help, something hurts, you possibly may want it to stop, and you know, you just need a break. And sometimes that's hard to say. So, you know, growing up and seeing this now, and having so much compassion and empathy for these folks. Like I tell people, my job is not, oh, the big burly security guy, you know, he's here to strike fear into me. No, I'm actually here to consult you and help you. And, you know, I learned that just dealing with people, seeing them, you know, instead of coming at them in an aggressive way. And especially dealing with mental patients, you know, you just gotta talk things out and ask questions. So, you know, growing up black, like I said, we never discussed the importance of mental health. So I definitely discuss that to you now. You know, make sure that your mental health is intact and there's something you can do about it, or get some help, or, you know, talk to somebody, reach out to a family member or a church member, you know, anybody. As you know, health is wealthness, and that's something we definitely got to understand. And I pray if you are going through something, you know, that you do get through it and you get the help that you need. But my name is Michael Smalls, and this is The Moral Compass. Follow your moral compass as best as possible as you can. Take the time to listen, meditate, and get the direction you may need, man, because it can be a journey, and, you know, some nights it's lonely. Sometimes it's dark, you know, sometimes you don't want to be by yourself, and that's all right. Because, you know, you're only going to go through it one night. I promise you that. I'm Michael Smalls. This is Father in 365. I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. I'll see you again next Sunday. The Moral Compass.